Welcome, I'm Cliff Hedges. This is Pastor Cliff's Notes. It's the podcast where we're studying the Bible. We're working our way through the book of Acts. Today is episode 259. We're looking at Acts chapter 13, verses 17 to 22. We're following Paul and Barnabas as they're beginning their travel on the first missionary journey. They were called by the Holy Spirit to be sent out from the church in Antioch in Syria. They sailed to Cyprus, went across the island of Cyprus, 90 miles across that island, then sailed from Cyprus up to the mainland of Asia Minor, to the area of Perea. Then, doesn't give us any details of what happened there. They went the 100 miles across the Taurus Mountains up to Pisidian Antioch. There's a large Jewish community there, and they have gone to the synagogue and attended worship there. Then the synagogue leaders invited Paul and Barnabas to speak a word of encouragement. So we finished last time with verse 16, where Paul stood up, motioned with his hand, and said, "Fellow Israelites, and you who fear God, listen." So now, verse 17 through 22. "The God of this people Israel chose our ancestors, made the people prosper during their stay in the land of Egypt, and led them out of it with a mighty arm. And for about 40 years he put up with them in the wilderness. And after destroying 7 nations in the land of Canaan, he gave them their land as an inheritance. This all took about 450 years. After this he gave them judges until Samuel the prophet. Then they asked for a king, and God gave them Saul, the son of Kish, a man of the tribe of Benjamin, for 40 years. After removing him, he raised up David as their king, and testified about him, 'I have found David, the son of Jesse, to be a man after my own heart, who will carry out all my will.'" Well, this is the first part of Paul's message to the synagogue in Pisidian Antioch. They've invited him to provide a word of encouragement, and he is presenting the gospel. This part is the Old Testament. It's a review of the history of Israel, the history of God's working with the Israel nation, with the people of Israel. And this is where they are. They are Jews. They are God-fearers who practice Judaism. They know the history of Israel. They believe in the God of the Israelites. They believe the Old Testament. So this is where he begins, with the Old Testament. If we were just running into somebody on the street who had never seen anything about the Old Testament, this is not where we would begin. We would begin where that person was. But these people, they know the Old Testament. They believe the Old Testament. They study the Old Testament. They've already had the readings where we saw earlier that when they went to the synagogue, it says after the reading of the law and the prophets, they were invited to speak. So they've already had some Old Testament readings. And whether some of the passages read related to some of the things that Paul's saying, we don't know. But he's recalling the history of Israel through the Old Testament. So verse 17, "The God of the people Israel, he chose the ancestors and made the people prosper during their stay in the land of Egypt." So he's taken all the way back to the family of Abraham. Abraham's son Isaac, then had Jacob, who had the 12 sons of Israel, and they moved to Egypt, and God guided them there, and then led them out with a mighty arm. So this is referring to the Exodus, of the power of God displayed before Pharaoh to cause him to allow the Hebrews to leave Egypt, cross the Red Sea, to travel to Mount Sinai. Then they had the 40 years in the wilderness, verse 18. "For about 40 years he put up with them in the wilderness." And that's the language, put up with them, because there was a lot of grumbling. The wilderness years were hard years for the Israelites, and there was a lot of grumbling, and God put up with them. Then verse 19, "After destroying 7 nations in the land of Canaan, he gave them their land as an inheritance." These 7 nations are recounted in Deuteronomy 7:1. The Hittites, the Girgashites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. And so those are the ones who are listed as the 7 nations who comprised the land of Canaan, which was the promised land. Now, verse 20, this all took about 450 years. So it was all the way time up to David. They were still dealing with the Jebusites, the last group to be dealt with. So it is a 450-year process. After this, he gave them judges until Samuel the prophet. Verse 21, then they asked for a king, and God gave them Saul, the son of Kish, a man of the tribe of Benjamin, for 40 years. This was significant in the history of Israel because up to this point, they had viewed God himself as their king. Now, they had religious leaders as their leader, beginning with Moses, then Joshua, and then a period of judges. Then the prophets began to lead, and then Samuel, the prophet who God sent to choose King Saul. And it was because the people demanded a king. The people wanted a king because all the other nations have kings. Why can't we have a king? And Samuel was pretty distressed. And God said, well, they're not rejecting you, Samuel. They're rejecting me. But he did give them a king. Gave them King Saul. But Saul proved to be not a man with a true heart for the Lord. So verse 22, after removing him, he raised up David as their king and testified about him. I have found David, the son of Jesse, to be a man after my own heart who will carry out my will. Now, this is a quick recitation of the history of Israel, all the way back from Abraham through King David. And that's the important part he wants to cover, because the important aspect is that David was the ultimate king of Israel. David was the one who really established the rule over the combined nation, all the tribes together, and the promise that David's throne would remain forever. And so he's going to, after this, shift to, and Jesus is the one who has carried that on, and is the one, the descendant of David, who is the rightful ruler of Israel. So this is the Old Testament history, the essence of the Old Testament. And he's going to shift from that and then apply Jesus to it and say, now Jesus is the one who fulfills these promises and is the one to whom you owe your faith. So they invited Paul and Barnabas to give a word of encouragement, and oh, are they ever. They're giving the gospel. They're telling them that the long-awaited Messiah that they have waited for has arrived, and it is Jesus Christ. Thanks for joining me. Join me again next time as we continue working through the book of Acts.